AMNH, and the statue of Christopher Columbus in Columbus Circle. During our three in-person meetings, it became clear that many commission members were locked into a kind of either-or thinking, as in, either Teddy Roosevelt was a good guy or a bad guy. When the subject of his equestrian monument came up, I recognized it as a fine work of art. So as the only art historian on the commission, I decided to do some initial research to share with the group in order to better understand its historical context. Subsequently, the AMNH hired me to expand that study for use in an exhibition about the controversy. This work enabled me to become more familiar with Theodore Roosevelt's policies, as well as the memorials dedicated to him. Roosevelt is one of the four presidents represented on Mount Rushmore. I had taught several graduate seminars on memorials that included discussions of memorials pertaining to the other three: George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln. That experience merged with my participation on the Mayoral Commission and led me to focus on Mount Rushmore as a way of exploring the divisive, dead-end kind of either-or thinking that has become so prevalent and toxic in our culture. In the course of my research, it became clear to me that the controversies focused on Mount Rushmore and the other memorials dedicated to the four presidents were really about definitions of national identity and unity. I explored these ideas and benefited from feedback in response to several public presentations. In particular, a talk I gave at Fairfield University in 2020 on the subject of this book. I also had productive discussions as a panelist on Contested Legacies, Public Monuments in Global Perspective, Columbia University 2020, Best Practices in Setting Up Commissions, Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE, The Hague 2019, Memorials Reconsidered, Controversies, Resolutions, and Strategies Moving Forward, The European Fine Art Foundation, TFAF, New York 2018, and Monuments, Memory and the Evolution of Meaning, City University of New York, CUNY, Graduate Center 2019. Publications resulted from two related panels that I co-chaired for annual meetings at the College Art Association. Teachable Monuments, Using Public Art to Spark Dialogue and Address Controversies, in Los Angeles 2018, resulted in the eponymous anthology co-edited by Sierra Rooney, Jennifer Wingate, and me. The Challenges of Commissioning Memorials, Symbolic Actions, Political Pressures, and Visual Literacy, in Chicago 2020, laid the groundwork for a future work that Cher Krause Knight and I are planning based on our experiences on public commissions in Boston and New York. I have been fortunate to be able to explore the ideas expressed here with graduate students at City College and the Graduate Center, CUNY. I have also discussed them with an informal group of scholars, many of my former PhD students, who focus on public art: Jennifer Favorite, Sheila Garami, Marissa Lehrer, Sierra Rooney, Sarah Weintraub, and Jennifer Wingate. I have benefited from their insights as well as their work. I owe a special thanks to Cher Krause Knight and Sally Webster, close friends and co-editors on several anthologies devoted to public art. Our conversations have always been helpful. Hadley Newton, who worked with me on this book from its inception, is the best research editorial assistant anyone could hope for. I am also particularly grateful to the people who read my work. First and foremost, my daughter, Laura Kim Senny, who has been editing my writing ever since I realized she had this skill, and whose contributions to this book are immeasurable. Elka Solomon's encouragement and comments have improved this as well as other books I have written. Bruce Glazier has been with me throughout this project in many ways and provided essential, valuable insights, most notably suggesting Mount Rushmore as the focus of this book.